Hello.
Good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues affecting your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
I am, but it's a little late to be calling for a survey.
My apologies, ma'am. We're just conducting a study. We would love to record your answer to the study. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print,
no.
radio, internet?
Okay, no,
thank
no,
you, ma'am.
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, ma'am, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances
definitely 100%.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you tell me what is your age, please?
I'm 78.
Thank you, ma'am. And it's a pleasure talking to you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American,
white.
Hispanic? Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about that direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, next one, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you don't feel particularly, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion, never heard of the person or organization, let me know, okay? How about charter schools? From 0 to 100?
50.
Okay. And Moms for Liberty?
What was that?
Moms for Liberty, the organization, from 0 to 100.
I know nothing about them.
You never heard of them?
No.
Okay, thank you. And how about public school teachers in general?
uh, 80%.
Okay, and how about the National Education Association, or NEA?
80.
Okay, and how about public schools in general?
70.
Okay, and woke culture, or wokeism, from 0 to 100?
I don't understand one thing about
okay.
it.
Okay, You never heard of that idea?
I've heard of it, but I have yet to find anybody that can define it.
Okay, I understand. So you heard of it, but you had no opinion, right?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, how about Donald Trump for 0 to 100?
0.
Okay. And the U.S. Department of Education, same question.
The Federal Department of Education?
No, the U.S. Department of Education,
okay,
in general.
The national one, not the
yeah.
state one.
Yes.
80.
Okay. And how about Mr. Joe Biden? 0 to 100?
95.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Let's move forward. Okay, now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S. in general? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Public schools or charter schools?
50-50. I'm not that familiar with charter schools.
And how about public schools? Do you think they do a better job than charter schools? And
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move forward. How important do you think it is for public schools to prefer students for each of the following? And please rate each of the following topics on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very important for public schools to prefer students, and 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prefer students, and 0 means it's not that important at all for public schools to prefer students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Do you think how important it is for public schools to prepare students to be ready for higher education like college, from 0 to 10?
10.
And how important it is for public schools to prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. For 0 to 10?
10.
And how important it is for them to prepare students to compete for and get a good jobs in the future global job market. For 0 to 10?
8.
And how important it is for public schools to prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading and writing and math?
10.
Okay. And how important it is to prepare students to develop social skills? For 0 to 10?
10.
And how important it is for them to prepare them to develop critical thinking skills?
10.
Same question. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move forward. We're almost done. What would you say that your state... I'm sorry, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public schools education?
About the right amount.
Okay, about right. And have you attended a local public board, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
Public school? No.
No, okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Too much.
So should I record that as a lot or a little?
Yes.
A lot, okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Now, would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Agree
yes.
with that or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books for discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I've heard a lot.
A lot, okay. And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Here's the first one. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with an alternative point of view, even those that are not popular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Same question. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
And public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. Now, for each one, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that idea?
Strongly support.
And increase teachers' pay. Support or oppose that idea?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that one. What?
Increasing the teachers' pay?
Strongly support.
Okay. And how about the idea of removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics? Agree or disagree with that idea?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. And how about raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements? Agree
strongly
or disagree with it?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Agree or disagree?
Oh, disagree.
Disagree somewhat? I mean, sorry, oppose somewhat?
Somewhat
opposed? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African-American civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African-Americans. Now, knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
Strongly agree.
Strongly support that idea?
Yes.
Okay. Now, next I'm going to read you real quick some arguments that some mothers might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 being that you find a very convincing argument, a 5 means it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing is that statement from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay, and the next one. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or our carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. How convincing is that? 0 to 10.
10.
And working for a diverse classroom and inclusive lesson isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to a diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that college and employers value. How convincing is that statement? For 0 to 10?
8.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate the school's curriculum. Agree strongly, somewhat, or
strongly agree.
Disagree? Okay. Teaching critical thinking skills require that all teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are not popular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, let's finish this up. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when I get to your category. 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, plus graduate or master's.
I have a master's degree, plus.
Okay, thank you. That's great. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed,
retired,
student, or home? Thank you, ma'am. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced,
married,
or widow? Thank you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
And although you don't have any child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended public schools in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
No.
And have you had a child who attended charter schools, private schools, or homeschooled in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you, ma'am. And how often do you attend church and religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month?
Several times a year?
Every week. Every Sunday, right? For each of the following descriptions, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is born again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you or anyone in your house?
No.
And is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or a classroom name, applies to you or anyone in your house?
It does, yes.
To you or someone in your house?
To me.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
I appreciate you taking the time to help us by sharing your opinion. This concludes the survey. It's a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks for your help, ma'am.